And in the finishing pastimes, then we see that one of the main activities, Krishna comes for two main reasons.
So Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Haratana Dutti Karamjana Avati Manasya.
One is to establish dharma by removing those who are against dharma. And to associate with the devotees. The devotees are very anxious to associate with the Lord. So they are very happy when Krishna comes. So that's the main reason he comes. So therefore we see that Krishna associates then with the devotees first. And like that, kills a few demons here and there. In Vrindavan and in Mathura. Then in Dwarka. But then the battle at Kurukshetra, then that is much later.
He met the risen to Vrindavan before the battle or after?
So in the Bhagavatam, then it mentions that the final pastimes in the Bhagavatam is that Krishna then met the residents of Vrindavan in Kurukshetra. So the residents of Dwarka had gone to Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is a holy place. And so they were having a solar eclipse. So the tradition is during the eclipse of the sun or moon, then one bathes in a holy place. So then Krishna had come up from Dwarka with all the residents of Dwarka. And to her taking this auspicious bath. So the residents of Vrindavan, they also heard that Krishna was coming there too. So then they also made arrangements to be there at the same time. So it was a very wonderful meeting between the residents of Vrindavan and Dwarka. So they met, they spoke so many things. And at that time, then the gopis were thinking, let us take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So in their enthusiasm, they arranged some chariots. But being, you know, simple village girls, they didn't know about horses, all these things. So they just started pulling at themselves. They didn't care. So like this is the beginning of the Rath Yatra, as we know it in Puri. So that is when Krishna is taken to Vrindavan to be with the residents of Vrindavan. So then after many pastimes there, then the different devotees went their different ways. And this basically ends the descriptions of the 10th canto. So then, we know in the Mahabharata that after that, then by the arrangements of the Lord, then there was a great battle between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. And because the Duryodhana was not a very qualified person, so therefore he didn't know properly how to behave. That here was his own brothers, but he did not want to give them any space on the planet at all. So it's not proper. Especially when Yudhishthira is supposed to be the king anyway. The Pandavas are giving space to Duryodhana, who's not supposed to be there. But he is not willing to give any space to them, even though he shouldn't be there. So this is the kind of person Duryodhana was. So then Krishna tried in so many ways to work out this so there wouldn't be a battle. But by the Lord's arrangement, the fight happened anyway. Right? Duryodhana is a demon, so he will naturally attract so many other demons to come and fight for him. So in this way, in just one battle, you can finish all the demons on the planets. So like this, all the different kings of the world align themselves with the Pandavas or with Duryodhana. And like this, they had a great battle. And then after this, then the burden of all these demoniac kings was then relieved from the earth. And Yudhishthira was established on the throne. It's all described in the first canto. So then in this way, then so like this, then that work is done. And then Krishna then noticed so many in the 11th canto, then Krishna notices so many inauspicious signs happening. So then Krishna then speaks to Ugrasena and all the leaders of Dwarka. And he discusses that so many inauspicious signs are there, we should go to a holy place and perform some sacrifice and charity. So they discussed, and it was decided they would go to Prabhas Kshetra. So they made arrangements that all the men, only the able-bodied men, they would go. And all the women, children, and a few of the senior men, they would go to another place.
তো তারপরে যারা মহিলা আছেন, শিশুরা আছেন, আর কয়েকজন ভক্ত লোক আছেন, তারা অনেকটা জায়গায় যাবে।
So then Krishna and Balaram and all the, you know, the warriors of the Yadu dynasty went to Prabhaskshetra. Now there's an interesting story behind this Prabhaskshetra. One day that Samba, who was one of the sons of Krishna, from one of the eight queens, that he and the other friends, they were playing.
Oh, you told the story. This is also told in the
Bhagavad-gita. Oh, I see. Okay. So then, these sages had come, and the young boys, they thought, let us have some fun. So they arranged, they dressed up Samba in a sari and put some cloth on that, made him look like he was pregnant. And they came before the sages and says, oh, great sages who know everything, past, present and future, you please tell us what kind of child this girl will have. So the sages, of course, know that these boys are getting out of hand. Being from the Yadu dynasty, you know, they're the best of all the kings. Even though they're not the emperors, no one can defeat them. So then, they become proud because of this. So then these brahmanas, they curse them that this girl will give birth to an iron club that will be the destruction of your dynasty. So then the boys got all very worried. And that and started to undress, take the sari off Samba. But then they found there was this big iron club was there. So they took this club, they offered their obeisances to the brahmanas and everything, and they went to Ugrasena and narrated this whole story. So then Ugrasena thought, this is not good. So he said that this club should be ground up into a powder and thrown into the ocean. So that was done. It was ground up into a powder and thrown into the oceans. So then that was thrown into the ocean. But then an interesting thing happened. The powder, it somehow or another was washed up to the shore at Prabhakshetra. And there it grew into canes, reeds. And so these are very special reeds. And there was one little piece of iron left that wasn't ground into powder that was eaten by a fish. So this mach was caught by a fisherman, sold in the market. And then one hunter named Jara, he bought that fish and then he found inside this piece of iron. So he took that iron piece and fashioned it into an arrowhead. So this was some of the history behind this. So then the Yadus, they went there to this place, they camped out, they did their yajna, they gave in charity to the Brahmins, and so many nice things they did. They had very qualified Brahmins there. And then, after all this, they were very happy. So in this happy mood, they all started drinking this, that. And in this, they became intoxicated. And in this state, by the influence of Yoga Maya, they couldn't understand who is who. And all the different members of the different groups of the dynasty, all 560 million of them. There's that many there.
560 million, 560 million, 1 million is 10 lakh. 560 million man jahave.
5.6 crores, right? Fifty-six crores. They were all there at this Prabhas Kshetra. So then, they, in this intoxicated state, they couldn't understand who is who. So they started chiding each other. They started bothering each other. One was saying, telling the other one, I think Kritavarma, oh, you're a coward, you left the battlefield, and this one and that one. They were all saying so many things. And they were fighting, brother with brother, father with son, grandson with grandfather. No one could understand what was going on. They took out their weapons, they took out their bows and arrows, swords, everything, started fighting and killing each other. And like this, then, when the weapons were finished, then there were still so many were left. Then they picked up these reeds. But these reeds, because of the iron powder, had become like iron rods themselves. And with this, they started attacking each other and killing each other. So then they even, so Krishna and Balaram tried to stop them from all this. But they even attacked Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram also took up reeds and then they also started fighting. So like this, then everyone was killed except Krishna and Balaram. Yeah, no one was left. So Balaram, seeing this, he went to the edge of the ocean, sat down and in meditation. And then he left. So then Krishna is seeing all this. So then he went and sat under a small young people tree. And while he was sitting there in the forearm form, he was looking very beautiful and effulgent. His nice yellow dhoti and his makara earrings. His lotus eyes. And he was there with the personified weapons. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma were there in person. They were all standing behind the Lord. And Krishna had his right foot, he was sitting on something, had his right foot on the ground, and had his left foot sitting on the thigh of his right foot.
So
then the nice red on the bottom of his foot was visible.
তো সেই সময় তার চরণ কমলের পাদদেশটি খুব সুন্দর লাল লাল দেখাচ্ছিল।
So this hunter Jara, he was there looking for a deer to shoot. So seeing the Lord's lotus foot, he shot the arrow at that. So this went by and just glanced Krishna's foot. So the acharyas point out here on this point that this would had to be all the arrangement of Yoga Maya.
So Acharya Varna Parcha is that which is Yoga Maya Prabhave.
Because after a huge battle like this, so much noise, there's not going to be a deer within miles. Means that this Harin will be so scared, it will run away, it will not stay close by. Right? So that Jara would think that a deer is here. Yeah, it's not possible. Plus, he's not even noticing that there's 560 million dead people all there. He just is looking for a deer. So like this is the arrangement of the Yoga Maya. So he then noticed that this was the Lord and not a deer. He came and offered his obeisances. So he came, offered his obeisances, begged for forgiveness for this offense. And then after that, the Lord blessed him, and then a plane from Vaikuntha came and took Jara back to Vaikuntha. Like this, then Jara left. So then Krishna went back to Dwarka. Now his pastimes were finished. He's removed the burden of the world, and then the final burden was the Yadu dynasty itself. Not that they are asuras, just that they are so powerful no one can defeat them. So since the Lord's pastimes were finished, like this he sent them. No one can kill them. The only one that can kill them is each other. So that was the
arrangement.
So he went back and it was arranged that all the residents of Dwarka, then they would go to Indraprastha. I think that story is all told also in earlier canto, no? Where Arjuna takes them and all that. Yeah. So then during all this, when Krishna told them all to leave the Dwarka fort, go to Indraprastha, because as soon as he leaves Dwarka, then Dwarka, because all the water will flood into Dwarka.
So Krishna সবাইকে বললেন যে কৃষ্ণ যখন চলে যাবে তখন দ্বারকা তো জল প্লাবিত হয়ে যাবে। ওই দ্বারকা সবাইকে বলে সবাই দ্বারকা ত্যাগ করে ইন্দ্রপ্রস্থে চলে যায়।
Because Dwarka is sitting on the bottom of the ocean. And then the walls of the Dwarka are keeping the ocean out. So like this. Then Uddhava, he came to Krishna. And he understood that the Lord is leaving. So he asked the Lord, "You please take me with you." So then Krishna then describes to him basically philosophy of the process of devotional service. He explained to him how that one should perform one's duties, but with Krishna as the goal. And he explained this through many, many different stories. And the story of the Avadhut who had 24 gurus. He had guru, he learned so many things from his different gurus. Like from the bumblebee, one learns that one takes a little bit from many places and this way lives.
So, bumblebee.
Not the one that makes honey. The big, big... And from the honeybee, he learned that you can store so many things, but then somebody will come and take it all away. So better to keep less. You keep more, someone will take it. Then there was from the python, he learned that you don't have to go in search of food. What is due to you will come to you on its own. And then from the young girl, he learned that one should, if one stays alone, then there is no nonsense talk. From the young girl.
তো ছোট শিশু বালিকাদের কাছ থেকে শিখেছেন
means once there was a young girl
একটা ছোট বালিকা দেখেছেন
and she was ready for marriage
সে বিয়ে বিবাহের জন্য প্রস্তুত ছিল
so then many men came to the house one day all wanting to present their case to marry her
তো একদিন সে বালিকাকে বিবাহ করবার জন্য আর অনেক লোক এসেছে
But her father was not there at the time, so she herself had to greet everyone, sit down, and go to the kitchen to make things ready. So she was there and making things ready, grinding things. So like that, she had so many bangles on her arms and they were all making so much noise. So then one by one she broke them off until one was left on each hand. So then he understood that if there is two or more people in one place, they'll talk so much.
So he understood that if there is two or more people in one place, they'll talk so much.
So in this way, he learned so many things from his different gurus. And then also there's the story of Pingala. So Pingala, one day she dressed up very nicely, a nice cloth and nice scents and nice ornaments. And she sat waiting for some customers. But she waited until midnight, no one came. So she became very frustrated. Then she understood that so much anxiety because of material desire. So then she gave up this and just devoted herself to the Supreme Lord. So like this, then so many stories are there to showed him the process to understand that we're not the body, we're the soul. And we should surrender our life to Krishna. And of all the processes of karma, jnana, and yoga, then bhakti is the best. So after describing all this, then Uddhava then felt he was, you know, understood Krishna's instructions. So, and taking to the renounced order of life, he left for Bhairavi Ashram. So like this, that finishes the 11th canto. And in the 12th canto, then there's a description basically of what is happening in the future. So after describing all the different kings up to the that time of Krishna's presence, then the kings were described into the Kali Yuga, 28 generations.
So Krishna Pajanta Ta Bonsa Parampara Bonna Karapare, Kali Yuga Pajanta Ara Athaista Bonsan Padanthava Athais Bonsa Alasana Karapare.
Then after these 28, then the kings will start to degrade and they will just become basically dacoits.
So Asta Vinsati Bonsa Radha Bonsa Pare, Jisamta Radha Habe, Se Radhara.
And like this, they try to conquer the world and take it for themselves. And so Bhumi Devi, who is the earth, she sees all this.
So Bhumi Devi, Ma Dharitri, she does all this.
Means, and she is laughing. How these people think they can conquer the earth. Means everybody is fighting over land and some place. But after they've worked so hard and acquired this land, they will die and that's it, finished. The people who have acquired the land.
So Dara Vilina Domi
and like this, so she's thinking, she's very amused that these people take it so seriously to conquer tracts of land.
Mm.
So like this, it progresses until at the end of the Kali Yuga, then the kings are no better than Shudras. And they just, they do not know properly, they don't know dharma, they don't know anything. So at the end of Kali Yuga, people will be very small. Like 3 feet high.
3 foot high.
And they will, at that time, there'll be no fruits, no flowers. And this, you know, castor? The castor tree, the people will think very big tree.
Castor Bangla ki hai.
They'll think it's a very big tree. Like that. So in Kali Yuga, as it goes, things just get worse and worse. So then there'll be no proper religion. People will make up their own religions. Families will not extend beyond just marriage. Means who you are married to and your own children, bus, that's the family. You know, uncles, aunts, brothers, all this, forget. Like this. So, at the end of Kali Yuga, and people will think someone is very good householder, just he can get enough money to maintain the family. Like this, right? Sounds right. It's going on now, right? So then, someone who can talk the most, say the most crazy things, everyone will think this is big leader. Alright, so if we see any of that going on today, then we know this will just become more in the future. It also mentions that the men will keep long hair because they think it looks very beautiful. So like this, and then at the end, then I think then Krishna will come in the form of Kalki. And then he will go around and kill all these, so many millions of these so-called kings. And then after they're all finished, then the symptoms of Satya Yuga will start to manifest. And then again the sun and moon dynasties will be established and everyone will be again devotees of the Lord. So after explaining all this, let's finish the discussions with the description of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Sukadev Goswami then told Parikit Maharaj, so by remembering the Lord, then one does not find any disturbance. So he advised him that since Takshaka was going to come to bite him, that he should absorb himself in meditation on the Lord, and there'll be no problem. So after taking the blessings of Sukadev Goswami, then Parikit Maharaj sat down in meditation. And Sukadev Goswami left in his travels. And then Takshaka came, disguised, you know, and then bit Parikit Maharaj. He came disguised as a Brahmin. There's also, he came very small in an apple. It's always the apples in trouble. So then, like this, then Parikit Maharaj being bit, then immediately just burst into flames and was finished. And I think the Acharyas mentioned that Parikit Maharaj had already left before Takshaka had bit him. Means no one can kill the devotees. Just like Indra, when he was trying to kill Vritasura. Vritasura had already left before Indra had finished trying to kill him. Like this. So then this finished, then after that, then Shonaka Rishi and Suta Goswami, then they are discussing about the Puranas and other Vedic literatures. That the Vedas were spoken to Lord Brahma. All the Vedas were spoken to Brahma. And this, all these Vedas, then the essence of them is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is the best of all literatures because it describes the glories of the Supreme Lord. Also in this discussion they discussed about Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya, he had become very serious to become a good brahmachari. So he was sitting and performing his meditation. We're almost finished. Another 2 minutes. So then Markandeya was sitting there, and he had been meditating through seven manus.
So Markandeya Rishi, tar ayush chilo satta manu kal, sat manu jivan atihay tar jeno totokhon se bache thake dhyan korche.
So then after that, the next Indra, he thought this is getting too much, so he sent Cupid, Kandarpa, to bother him.
So Indra dekhche are ye otto din dhore tapasya korche, to se Kandarpa ke pathalo
But he could not break his meditation. So then Kandarpa, he surrendered to Markandeya. And Markandeya in this way, you know, met the Lord. And the Lord gave him benediction. Yeah, he asked, what do you want? He said, I'd like to see what is Maya. So then next thing he knows, he finds himself in the waters of disillusion. Then in this water, he sees a small boy on a banyan leaf, very beautiful. So then he sees him and he goes a little close to see. Then as this child breathes in, he gets sucked inside this boy. And then inside the body of Krishna, he saw all the universes. Then as the child breathed out, again he came out. And then he was again in these waters. So he understood that this was the Lord and he went close, he wanted to embrace him. And then Krishna disappeared and then he was back again in his ashram. So like this, then he described that there's four kinds of disillusion of this world. The first one is when the Brahmas end of the day, then everything up to the three worlds up to Brahma Loka is destroyed.
This
is only one day. Like that. This is what goes on when he sleeps. So, I think that the residents go up to Brahma Loka, but the planets are destroyed.
So, he saw a good Bhuvasvaloka Nastra.
So that is
how one can become Brahma, how many lives should they perform Varnashram? Is there any ordinary living that you can become also Brahma?
just the most pious living entity in the universe. But better to go back to Godhead. So that is one kind of destruction. Then at the end of Brahma's life, then the whole universe is destroyed and goes back into the body of Mahavishnu. So that is the then, but that's not then. We have all the living entities. Moment by moment, their body is falling apart. Everything's falling apart. Means then there's the constant dissolution. Means moment by moment, everything's breaking and falling apart. It's just called constant. That may be nitya. The day is naimittic. Then the other one, I forget what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
Means everything's breaking and falling apart. And then the final pralaya, that is when the living entity becomes God conscious and gives up the material consciousness and goes back to Godhead. So that is the best. So then the Bhagavatam ends basically with the recommendation that everybody absorbs themselves in hearing and chanting the holy name in the association of devotees. Even one studies nicely, does so many different things, but without the association of devotees, then there's one will not advance so quickly. So with this, basically the instruction of the Bhagavatam is finished. Whatever, it means that you have, now it's time to start at the beginning again.
Something alone.
আসলে ভাগবত সপ্তাহ এইটা আমাদের ভাগবত সপ্তাহ ভাগবত কথা ভাগবত সপ্তাহ যে নিয়মে হয় তো আমরা এটাকে সেরকম করছি না তো সাত দিন মোটামুটি ভাগবত এটা প্রমাণ করে আমরা ইয়ে করতে পারবো এই প্রশ্ন নাকি এটা মতামত বলুন না আপনি বসতে
আছেন কার্তিক মাস বৈশাখ মাস এবং মাঘ মাস এই তিন মাসে ভাগবত সপ্তাহ পালন করলে ভালো হয় আমাদেরকে ভালো চারটা করে সপ্তাহ
কার্তিক মাঘ এন্ড বৈশাখ দি হোল থিং ইজ হিয়ার ইজ মেনশন দেয়ার ইজ ভেরি অস্পিশিয়াস মান্থস টু রিসাইট দি ভাগবতম
তো এগুলি খুব মানে শুভ মাস এই ভাগবতম আলোচনা করবার
জন্য নাও It just depends upon what you want from reading the Bhagavatam. Right? One, these months will be nice because it is good to, what was it, Magh and?
Magh.
Kartik. Yes. Because in these months, it is recommended, because during these months, the mind tends to go here and there. You want to know what the mind is thinking in this month? You just look in the streets and see the dogs. Right? So therefore, rather than think all this nonsense, better you be hearing Bhagavatam.
যদি আবার ভাগবত কথা শ্রবণের মনকে না রাখে যদি এইরকম আজে বাজে চিন্তা থাকবে সেজন্য এই সময় ভয় কথায় মনকে
So this is the point.
He made the point, suggesting that instead of doing me all the students at a time, if we can divide in 3 months, each month for 4 chapters, they can grasp in more detail, so then they
stay. Oh, yeah,
yeah, that's it. The only the mantra was said, যে একসঙ্গে 7 দিন তো পার হলো এবার যদি 3 মাসে এক এক মাসে চার স্কন্ধ করে আলোচনা হবে আরো পুঙ্খানুপুঙ্খ হবে তাহলে আরো সুবিধা হবে কিন্তু এরকম কেউ আসতে পারে না নাকি এই 7 দিন ছুটি নিয়ে এসে 6 বছর কালকে মারা যায় একটা সময় খাতে চলে যাবে আপনারা আসতে পারেন আমাদের অসুবিধা নেই আমরা এখানে বসে আছি
Here in Mayapur, we discuss Bhagavatam every day. So the more time you can give to hearing Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, the better life will be.
তো যত আপনারা ভাগবত কথা শ্রবণের থেকে মন লাগাতে পারবেন আপনাদের জীবন আরো যত মঙ্গলময়
Like that. So, you can do 1 month, you can do 3 months, you can do 12 months.
এক মাস ভাগবত শ্রবণ করতে পারেন, 3 মাস করতে পারেন, 12 মাসে ভাগবত শ্রবণ করতে পারেন.
Like that. How much you can do, that much you should.
কোনো আত্মীয়কে ভাগবত শ্রেণী থেকে কি ফল পাওয়া
যায়? কি হবে? ভাগবতের একটা পোর্শন জেরক্স করে পাঠিয়েছে মহারাজ আমি পাঠালাম কেন পাঠিয়েছে তাকে সে বলছে না আজকের দিনে যে ভাগবত দান করে সে অবশ্যই ভগবত ধামে যাবে ভাগবত সেট করে দিতে পারছে না মহারাজ তাহলে আপনাকে আমি এই ভাগবতের একটা অংশ জেরক্স করে দিয়েছে ইতিমধ্যে কথা তো ভাগবত সেট দান করলে এখানে যারা ভাগবত সেট না নিয়েছেন আমি আশা করি তারা ভাগবত সেট গ্রহণ করবে কারা কারা ভাগবত সেট পায় না এই ভাগবত সেট নিয়ে যাবে
Kamra parani parani.
Or the cafe even fasted. Or the pani jara Bhagavat samgra karbe. Bhagavat mahatma aur suni ji Bhagavat jo.
Aage aage ekdom jo nai ni sencha ki dekuna. Tapa sahita dekuna. Ekdom jo nai aap tu kisko re mila. Ekdom nai ni. Ekdom jo nai ni.
Koi na hospital nam dekhi lam. Na
nai ni.
Ha ta hospital se dada nai. Ekdom pani.
Ha.
তো আপনারা এই ভাগবত সংগ্রহ করুন আর এই অত্যন্ত চমৎকার ভাগবত আমাদের প্রকাশ পেয়েছে আমাদের ভক্তের গোষ্ঠীর থেকে ভাগবত সেট আমরা কত সেট ডিস্ট্রিবিউট করেছি সাত হাজার সেট ভাগবত এপর্যন্ত দেওয়া হয়েছে না আমাদের বাজারে আমাদের এরকম সম্মিলন আসলে বেতার সাথে আমরা সত্যি কুমার প্রভু বলছেন আমাদের সংগীতের হেড সব গ্রন্থ বিজ্ঞানের নেতা দিন তো উনি কখন ইনস্টলমেন্টে দেওয়া হবে কখন চেক দেওয়া হবে কখন ইনস্টলমেন্ট বন্ধ করে উনি সব চাবিকাঠি ওনার হাতে আছে তো উনি বলছেন যারা সম্মিলনটা আসেন তো অনেক সময় আমরা ইনস্টলমেন্টে দিলে ওদের কাছে টাকাটা কালেকশন করা বড় কঠিন হয় অনেক ক্ষেত্রে বাইরে চলে যায় কতবার আমরা চিঠি পাঠাবো তো যারা আমাদের সম্মেলনে আসছে তো আমরা দেখতে পাচ্ছি তারা আগ্রহী আছে তার মানে ধর্মদের দিনে ছয় ঘন্টা ঘটনা বসবো সেখানে শোনা দেওয়ার তপস্যা একটা তো সেই জন্য তাদের উপর তার ভরসা আছে ঠিক আছে তাদেরকে ইনস্টলমেন্টে দেওয়া হবে যারা সম্মেলনে এসেছে আপনি যদি চান আপনাদের ইনস্টলমেন্টে এই ভাগবত উৎসবের দ্বারা ব্যবস্থা করবে আমি তো বলছি আপনাদের মধ্যে অনেকে চিনা হয়ে গেছে সব তো বারবারই আসছে আমি বলে দেওয়া নতুন এসেছেন তাদের সঙ্গে আমি আলাপ করে সম্রাট সম্মেলন
I'd like to ask your holiness for two things. Whether a Vaishnava is allowed to utter the mantra Hari Om along with Hare Krishna and Hare Krishna. Or if he utters repeat for we discussed about Om in the morning. Om stands for Krishna and O for
the only Jagat Karthan.
Om for the Kapil Shukat. And so whether it is allowed to chant this mantra.
Means the see the Vedic mantras they do not function unless you chant Om before and Om after.
So when you go chant the Hari Om, amara ki mahamantra chant Hari Om jap korte pari. So Maharashtra chant the jekono Vedic mantra tar prarambhe jodi Om shobdo uchcharon na kara hoy, tahole se mantra kaj kore na.
Means if you don't chant Om in the beginning, then we will not understand what we're chanting.
কেননা যদি ওম উচ্চারণ না করা হয় আমরা যে কি জপ করতে যাচ্ছি সেটা আমরা বুঝতে পারবো না
and if we do not chant om at the end then we will not remember whatever we've learned
আমরা যদি মন্ত্র উচ্চারণ শেষে ওম না বলি তাহলে যেটা বলেছি কি যে বললাম ওটা মনে রাখতে পারবো না
But so the Vedic mantras, they one has to be qualified to chant them.
কিন্তু এই যে বৈদিক মন্ত্র, এই বৈদিক মন্ত্র কীর্তন জপ করতে হলে কীর্তন করতে হলে এটার সেরকম যোগ্যতা হাসিল করতে
হবে unless one is situated in goodness they don't have any effect
তাই এই বৈদিক মন্ত্র যারা সত্যগুণে অধিষ্ঠিত নন তারা এই মন্ত্র জপ করলে কোনো প্রকার ফল পাবে না
But the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha mantra, this is the original mantra.
So Hare Krishna mantra, the Maha mantra, it is the mool mantra.
From Hare Krishna mantra, then comes all the Gayatri mantra.
এই হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র থেকে সমস্ত গায়ত্রী মন্ত্র এসেছে
হ্যাঁ and then from this the Gayatri mantras then come into the material world and are given to Brahma as Om. Then from Om that expands to Bhurbhuvasva. And then from that the Brahma Gayatri. From Brahma Gayatri comes the Purusha Shukta. And from that comes the Veda. So we can see the Hare Krishna mantra was there first. So there's no need to chant Om when one is chanting Hare Krishna. In the Vishnu Sahasranam, the thousand names of Vishnu, there is one verse. Shri Rama Rama Rame Ti Rame Rame Manorame Sahasranama Tat Punyam Rama Nama Paranane. So that 1,000 names of Vishnu equals one name of Ram.
So Vishnu Sahasranama Balate, Vishnu Ekhadar Nam.
And three times you chant Ram, you get the same benefit from saying one time Krishna. So that means for one name of Vishnu, then 3,000 names of Vishnu, it equals one name of Krishna. Right? And Om is just a even more shortened form of Vishnu's name. So how much more benefit there is to chant Hare Krishna? So why would one need to chant? Just chanting Hare Krishna is sufficient.
Just Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Japa Karne.
One more question. Sridhara, he has been described.
Who?
Sridhara. He has been described as Krishna Bhakti Pradayani. Krishna Bhakti Pradayani Maharashtra. So, I've got some confusion regarding this. Siddhartha is not addressed as Mother Siddhartha. Nor has he been addressed as Mother Siddhartha. As we address our different goddesses, like Ram, Mahama, Mahatma, Siddhartha. So, and we know that Siddhartha is the Lajini Shakti incarnate. Pancham Purusha, that is Lakshmi Vlasa, crossing together with God. And we find that there is no sexual attachment in between the love that was shown to Krishna by Sri. And that was Lakshmi Vlasa, or crossing together with God. So, as described in Vaishnava. So, I'd like to know little about
Sridhara, and we like to know if
anyone worship Sridhara along with Krishna Vaishnava, and he or she will get a good result. That's question
to ask. Do you understand?
I don't know whether this
will
be relevant or
not. The point is that this is the meaning of Hare. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, then Hare is the internal potency.
Hare Krishna Balahatse, Hare Krishna, Hare Mane, Bhagavan Radhin Sakti, Anandalan Sakti Udyasate
Balahatse. So when we chant Hare Krishna, this means we are approaching Krishna through his energy. Means we must approach Krishna through his internal potency. There you see, when we talk about Krishna, we always talk Radha Krishna. No, we don't say Krishna Radha, we say Radha Krishna.
Any other question? Pranam mantra. What is pranam mantra?
Pranam mantra means a prayer that we offer our respects with. Respects.
So pranam mantra means je prarthana kara hai tarke samman kare. What is pranam? What is pranam? Long pranam.
No, not necessarily. Can be. For the Samavedis, then Hari Om is their pranam. You said pranava or
pranava?
Huh? Pranava. Pranava is Om, that's all.
Pranava is Om.
That's just another name of Om. It's also known as Omkar.
Omkar ase.
It's always been.
Just like we know that how the Veda was mentioned to Brahma, Adi Akshmi, Omkar, Gayatri. So is there any time some indicator that Mahamantra manifests?
Well, basically, there's two aspects. One is that Krishna, the Krishna's name and form, qualities, past and all non different.
So Krishna's name, Krishna, is avinna.
So when Krishna is present, that means his holy name is also present.
So Krishna name vartaman asana, that divya name vartaman asana.
So before Brahma, the name was there.
So Brahma agya Krishna name.
And then for us, we receive it when the Hari Nam Samkirtan, that begins with Lord Chaitanya.
তো আমরা এমনি দেখতে পাচ্ছি এই হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র সংকীর্তন উচ্চস্বর কীর্তন শুরু হল আন্দোলন এই চৈতন্য মহাপুর সময় থেকে শুরু হয়েছে
গোলোক এর প্রেম ধন হরি নাম সংকীর্তন Is that the one that has the one about Jagan? I know that means that's the one. Yeah, that one's also. Papi tapi jato chilo hari namer udari, right?
So Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kevol Shri Krishna Shri Chaitanya Dev pravartan karen na tar age chhe.
No, it's there in the
name. No, Vede ache. Rage ache, Upanishad ache. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu etake bishesh kore prachar korechen. Eta ache kintu Vede age.
It's always there.
Vede, Upanishad sob kichu ache. Kon somoy konta projojjo tokhon Bhagwan sheta prakash kore. Satya juge je procedure dhyan, tapasya, tyag,
Yeah, just like you have your child, right? Now, only when the child is big, then we start talking about marriage. But does that mean when they were small there was no marriage? No one was getting married? So we may, the child may think only when I get bigger, oh, it manifests. So the holy name is always there. But in the different ages, then different processes become manifest. It's always there, but nobody notices. Then when it's the time, then Maya removes the covering and then everybody sees, oh, here it says this. Like that.
ঈশ্বর পরম কৃষ্ণ সচ্চিদানন্দ বিগ্রহ অনাদি আদি গোবিন্দ সর্ব কারণ কারণ পাণ্ডব পক্ষ এবং গৌরব পক্ষের বহু আগে থেকে শ্রীকৃষ্ণের সঙ্গে দহরম মরম ছিল, আসা যাওয়া ছিল, আত্মীয়তা ছিল, সকলেই তাকে ভালোবাসত। কিন্তু মাত্র পাঁচখানা গ্রাম কিংবা সামান্য একটা জায়গা দুর্যোধনকে বলে কিংবা ধৃতরাষ্ট্রকে বলে পাণ্ডব পক্ষকে না পাইয়ে দেওয়ার অক্ষমতা শ্রীকৃষ্ণের একটা আমাদের কাছে অযৌক্তিক মনে হচ্ছে যেন শকুনির মতোই তিনি সামান্য কোনো কিছু ছিলেন, তার অবদান এরকমই ছিল যা তার থেকে পাওয়ারফুল নয় বলে তিনি হেরে গেলেন। যুদ্ধ অনুষ্ঠিত হল কিন্তু তৎকালীন তাদের কিছু হল না, কিন্তু ভারতবর্ষের জনসংখ্যার সঙ্গে আমাদের মহাভারতে যত অক্ষয়ণী সৈন্য পৌরপক্ষে এবং পাণ্ডবপক্ষে উভয় পক্ষে দণ্ডায়মান ছিল, এরা কি আন্তর্জাতিক সৈন্য সংগ্রহ করে হয়েছিল নাকি তখনকার জনসংখ্যার অবস্থাটা কিরকম, আর শ্রীকৃষ্ণের এখানে এইরকম পরাজয় কেন? এটাই
মহারাজ বলেছেন যে যুদ্ধে সারা বিশ্বের রাজা যোগদান করেছিলেন, সারা পৃথিবীর রাজা যোগদান করেছিলেন ভারতবর্ষ। নেক্সট কোয়েশ্চন ইয়ার সেইং দ্যাট পাণ্ডব যদি আস্কিং অনলি ফর ফাইভ ইলে যে কৃষ্ণ এই সর্বকারণ কারণ, হাউ কম কৃষ্ণ পুনর কনভিন্স দুর্যোধন জাস্ট টু গিভ ফাইভ ভিলেজেস এন্ড বাট শকুনি ওয়াজ সো পাওয়ারফুল that he made them to not agree to give five villages, but it looks like Shakuni is more powerful than Krishna.
Because Krishna says that he is the cheater in the cheats.
So Krishna says, jata pratarka ache tate mone tini shrestha pratarka.
So that potency is Krishna.
উনি বলছেন যারা প্রতারণা করে প্রতারণাদের প্রতারক শক্তি হচ্ছে আমি, প্রতারণা করছে প্রতারক শক্তিটা আমি, তো সেটাই কৃষ্ণ।
So then Krishna arranged through Shakuni that this war would happen.
তো কৃষ্ণ শকুনির মাধ্যমে এই যুদ্ধের ব্যবস্থা করেছেন, তো শকুনির ভিতরে যে প্রতারণা করার শক্তিটা ছিল সেটা কিন্তু কৃষ্ণ, সেইভাবে কৃষ্ণ
So by having this war, then things were benefited. You got rid of all these demoniac people. So we say that if they had gotten the five villages, then would Dharma have been established? Yeah, because they're all demoniac
souls.
See, because the point is in the Gita, nobody was killed on the battlefield. Right? Only the bodies are dying, the soul is not dying. To me, what you do to the Bhagavatam. No, but that is the outside system.
এখনই আমরা ধরো দাঁড়িয়ে 5 মিনিট একটু আরতি কীর্তন করবো, ভাগবত পূজা করবো, আর তারপরে আমরা আবার বসে মহামন্ত্র কীর্তন করবে, আর ইয়ে প্রভুক্তি নন্দনা
আসলে তুমি কেউ ভাগবত
সবাই জানাবে।